It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been examining newly released statistics from the Federal Census Bureau and from various state offices in Sacramento that collect and measure economic statistics. In past segments, Dr. Husing has reviewed the numbers ranking Inland Empire cities in terms of population, income, and other economic yardsticks, like retail sales. Last week, Dr. Husing told us the Inland Empire's top five cities in terms of retail sales collected. They are number one, Ontario, number two, Riverside, and then Corona, Fontana, and Temecula.
San Bernardino is down at sixth. It used to be first in years ago when you had, before the I-15 opened up, which put Victoria Gardens and Ontario Mills down in the West End. Mm-hmm. You used to have Carousel Mall downtown and Inland Center, and San Bernardino really dominated retail sales. But it's fallen now all the way down to seventh.
Yeah, it's about, it looks like a third of retail sales in Ontario.
Interesting, Moreno Valley, though it's one of the larger cities, comes in at 11th. In retail sales.
Now, why would that be?
Part of it is because the city of Riverside zoned the property adjacent to Moreno Valley for retail. So when people are shopping retail, a lot of what Moreno Valley citizens are doing is spend money in that part of what many may consider their own city, but it's actually in the city of Riverside.
I was going to say, because you kind of, that mall there at the 215-60 interchange kind of looks like it's Moreno Valley, but that's in Riverside?
It's in Riverside. About half of it is in Moreno Valley, but a good part of it is in the city of Riverside. So Riverside gets its own money spent in its centers, but also pulls a lot out of Moreno Valley. When you look at the other end, where's the least amount of sales? Again, it's in the tiny towns. Canyon Lake, Needles, Calamasa, Grand Terrace, 29 Palms, Indian Wells, all those little towns mm-hmm. have relatively small amounts of retail sales activity. When we look at where's retail sales growing and at the speed of growth, it really sort of turns everything on its head. Adelanto, which is way down the list in sales, mm-hmm. grew 32.6%. I don't know what occurred there, but it's usually one operation that's in a small town will open.
Yeah, well, putting it in scale, when you're way down the list and have a fraction of the retail sales of some of the bigger cities, when you do get any kind of growth, it could be big growth.
It gives you a big number.
Yeah. Same for Loma Linda. I mean, they had a 31%, 32% growth.
Yeah, Loma Linda did particularly, it ranked 33rd overall in retail sales, but at a 31.6% growth rate, which is really strong. Indian Wells, again, very tiny. Mm-hmm. It ranks 47th, but again, it's one of those cases that you refer to.
Yeah, Indian Wells, sort of the same thing as like Canyon Lake. It's a small community with people that have a lot of money.
But next was Eastvale, and that's shopping opening up for a town that all of a sudden exploded. And this is a very high-income town that has grown very, very rapidly. It's where a lot of the old dairies were. Mm. And we'll see that when we talk about income, it's the highest income on a median income basis town of the 52 inland cities. And so it wasn't surprising to see a 16% increase there. At the other end, you see some shrinkage. Canyon Lake, something closed, little tiny town. But a 17% decline. Grand Terrace, it looks like something may have closed. So it dropped 15.6%.
Something may have closed in Grand Terrace and moved to Loma Linda, looking at these figures.
It might be. I don't know. Then the other thing that really interests me here is to take the total sales and divide them by the population.
Per person. You have a per person total sales.
Huh. And the reason that's important is it tells us the base for how much sales taxes a city can gain for every person in it. So, and the base for that would be per capita retail sales. The bigger that number, the bigger the city budget can be for every person in it to supply services.
So that does sound like an important number.
Very important
for city
number.
Planners, you know.
Very. And so there you see at the very top of the list is Ontario.
With the highest retail sales per person. And then what's surprising is, and I pointed this out to you when you first handed this to me, the second city with per person retail sale, highest per person retail sales, Big Bear.
And this is the fact of a tourist place mm-hmm. where lots of people go up and spend. So they spend there, but there aren't a lot of people who live there. So the retail sales are, the sales taxes based on that, are spread across very few people.
Next week, we're going to analyze the statistics showing the numbers 3, 4, and 5 cities with the top retail sales per person in the Inland Empire. Barstow in the High Desert, Montclair on the west side, and Palm Desert in the Coachella Valley. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.